You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome everyone to this Friday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is August 30th, and today we will run through our final division preview before the NFL season, the AFC North. I think this is the best division in football at the moment, with four really good teams, and all of them were over 500 last season, so it may be a little bit tough to parse, but we will do our best to rank them anyway, so let's jump right into it. The first team I want to talk about is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They went 10-7 last year and they made the playoffs, but lost to the Bills in the first round 31-17. And I love this team defensively, but I think they have a lot of questions on the offensive side of the ball. They brought in both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, but I'm not convinced either of those guys is going to be the answer for them. I like, but I don't love Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren at running back, and I think their wide receiver room is lacking. George Pickens has a chance to prove himself as a true number one, but I'm not a huge believer in Van Jefferson or Calvin Austin. Freiermuth is great at tight end, but the O-line is lacking a little bit as well. But on the defense, they are loaded. They got TJ Watt, Minka, Cam Hayward, Alex Highsmith, Patrick Queen, Joey Porter, and so on. It's pretty terrifying, but overall, you know, I think they're going to slow a lot of teams down, but I just don't know if they'll be able to score any points themselves. We're probably going to see a lot of low totals in Pittsburgh for any of the gamblers out there. And even with that, I'm probably still taking the under. But anyway, despite their assumed struggles on offense, I still think they're going to win some games just because of how good their defense is. So I've got them going 7-10. The next team I want to talk about is the Cleveland Browns. So they went 11-6 last year, and they also made the playoffs, but they lost to the Texans in the first round. I think overall the Browns have one of the best rosters in the league, right up there with the 49ers, but I just do not believe in Deshaun Watson at this point. Frankly, they might not need him to be that great for them to win a lot of games, but I do think he's going to hold them back, and I don't think they can afford that in this division. They have one of the best running backs in the game in Nick Chubb, but he's coming off a brutal knee injury, and he's going to miss at least the first four games of the season. So we'll see if he can come back and perform like his old self, but in the meantime, they'll have Jerome Ford as the starter in his place. They have a pretty good receiver room with Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy, and Elijah Moore, and they still have Njoku at tight end, who I think is one of the more underrated guys in the league. The O-line is really good, and they have some dogs on defense with Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, Greg Newsome, JOK, Zadarius Smith, and a bunch of others as well. So I think they're going to be a team to be reckoned with, but I'm not sure that they're going to be better than some of the other teams in the division. So I've got them finishing third at 9-8. The next team up is the Baltimore Ravens. So they went 13-4 last year, and they had a first-round bye as the top team in the AFC. They beat the Texans in the second round before losing to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship. And this is another team with a fantastic roster. They have two-time MVP Lamar Jackson at QB. They brought in Derrick Henry at running back. And then they have a legit number one in Zay Flowers, and also Rashad Bateman and Nelson Agholor in that receiver room as well. They have Mark Andrews as a top-tier tight end, and the offensive line is really nice too. And then the defense, just like the Steelers and the Browns, they've got some studs. They got Roquan, Kyle Hamilton, and Matabuke. And they also have Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Williams, too, along with the best kicker in the league, Justin Tucker. So they've got a super well-rounded team. They also have one of the top coaches in the league in John Harbaugh. So I expect them to be really good again this year. I still don't think Lamar can be great in the playoffs, but, you know, we're mainly talking regular season right now. And in that case, I think they'll be just fine. So I'll slot them at 11-6, a slight step back from last year, in second place in the North. But that will bring us to the Cincinnati Bengals. So they finished 9-8 last season, and despite being over 500, they finished last in the division. A lot of this was mainly due to another Joe Burrow injury. He only played 10 games last year. But the team was still good enough to win 9 games nonetheless. Looking at the offense, Burrow should be healthy now, And this has honestly been one of his healthiest off seasons, so I would assume they won't have as slow of a start as we've seen the past few years. But they did lose Joe Mixon and Tyler Boyd this offseason, so they brought in Zach Moss to replace Mixon. And I think they're hoping that the combination of Andre Yoshivash and rookie Jermaine Burton can kind of step up in Boyd's absence. They still have arguably the best duo of receivers in the league with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. And then they also brought in Mike Gesicki from New England, who should hopefully provide some much-needed production from the tight end position. The offensive line looks to be the best that Burrow has had since he came into the league. They now have Trent Brown at right tackle, and they also drafted Amarius Mims out of Georgia in the first round for some additional depth there. But the defense still has some question marks. Trey Hendrickson should be great again, and they will mainly be looking for the young guys in the secondary to step up between guys like Cam Taylor-Britt, Jordan Battle, Dax Hill. But they did bring back Von Bell, and they also signed Geno Stone to help out back there. So overall, though, in full transparency, I don't think this Bengals roster is as good as the Ravens or the Browns overall. But assuming Burrow is healthy, I think he's such a game changer that he takes them over the top and makes them the only team that can really compete with Mahomes and the Chiefs. And for that reason, I have them going 12-5 and winning the AFC North. So to summarize again, got the Bengals at the top of the division with the Ravens in second at 11-6, the Browns in third at 9-8, and the Steelers rounding out the North at 7-10. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Friday episode and the last of our NFL division previews. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you next week. See ya.